Jason Strudwick joins us now. Struddy, how are you, my friend?
Oh, what has that guy ever won?
Well, that is true.
He's maybe a drinking contest out at the Legion one night.
Can we confirm that he won a drink? I got to ask him that question now.
Yeah, there's no way.
Noodles hasn't won much, eh?
Oh, God, no. That's nothing.
Struddy, how you doing this beautiful Friday afternoon, my friend?
I'm loving it, buddy. I got to know Oilers game this weekend, so I got a big weekend planned. And one show tonight, and then we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. You guys are going to be on after the Oil Kings. Mm-hmm. There's lots I want to get to in this interview, but I want to ask you, you know something about playing in Brandon. The Oil Kings are in Brandon right now. I believe you won your second WHL championship against the Wheat Kings. The Oil Kings are facing a monster bus ride. What's it like, though, in 1995 for a young 19 or 20-year-old Jason Strudwick to sit on a bus between Brandon and Kamloops?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, it's the longest trip ever, and this is before we didn't have TVs. So
yeah,
I was big into Louis L'Amour novels. I was big into that, reading these novels. And, I mean, you know, you're with all your best friends. You're 18, 19 years old, loving life. You're going for a championship. So, I mean, it's not great. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's so much fun. You can't wait to play the game. So it was a good experience. The only thing I think that was negative, other than the bus ride, was my mom and dad came down to watch. And after the games, we were talking, and there's a men's league game going on, and someone shot a puck out of the rink and hit it on my mom in the head.
Really?
Yeah, my mom didn't even flinch though. Just tough as woodpecker lips, that lady.
Just a good Canadian gal, there, isn't she?
Oh yeah, she threw it back at the guy. Wanted to fight him, but you know what? I was so. I mean, I don't know if it's the right word, but proud of that Oil Kings team to go in there, you know, and punch a big beast right on the nose.
Well, that's what I kind of wanted to ask you, man. Yeah. Like, how shocked were you that the Oil Kings, they handled that game, didn't they, through 60 minutes?
I mean, I listened to the game, as Corey was calling it, and I just got the sense that the Oil Kings were going after it, you know, and Tristan Jarry, obviously, is going to be a huge part of any success they have, but, you know, it sounded like they play a good game in a tough building with a team that has high expectations both inside and out of that or dressing room. So, you know, they got another game tonight. You know, win or lose, they're coming back, you know, in a good shape for the next three at home.
Yeah, game two goes tonight at 6:30. Jason, you'll be on it right after that, though. You'll have lots of Oil Kings coverage after that game wraps up. Let's look at the NHL, Jason. We'll get to the Oilers in 1 second, but I want to ask you about the game last night. Get ready for this. It was a humdinger between the Sabres and the Coyotes last night. Mike Weber of the Sabres after the game said, "It's tough to get momentum when your fans are rooting against you." Now, you were a part of two not great Edmonton Oilers teams. Was there ever a point where you felt the fans were actually rooting against you?
No, I never did. I never felt that. You know, and It is too bad, and Buffalo Sabres organization, they're not exactly fighting it. I mean, if we're being honest, it's not like they were putting up much of a resistance to trying to get one of those top two picks this year. They emptied the shelves as much as they could, so it isn't fun. And as a player, it sucks. You know, you're embarrassed. I remember those 2 years where we got Taylor Hall and then Nuge. It's embarrassing. Not that you get those players, but just at how you have to get those players. So it's not fun. And, you know, you hear the media, guys like myself and all these other guys hammering on you, saying how bad you are. You know it in that room. I mean, take me back to those last couple of years. I knew we didn't have a good team. I didn't need the media or fans telling me that. I could see around the room. I knew better than anyone else. So it's hard, and it's very disappointing, and you literally cannot wait for the season to end. I know it's a privilege to play in the NHL. I know you're getting paid, compensated, and all this stuff, but it's quite frankly, to be brutally honest, it's absolutely embarrassing, and you can't wait for it to end.
Jason Strudwick joining us here. No pregame show tonight because of Oil Kings action, but the Oilers are in action, taking on the Dallas Stars tonight. And if you're going to the game, you're probably going to need to program some new faces in the lineup tonight. They'll be without Boyd Gordon, Andrew Ferentz, Mark Fain, and Matt Hendricks. Richard Bachman's going to get the start between the pipes tonight for the Oilers. Jason, I want to ask you about Brandon Davidson. Obviously, the Oilers have an inexperienced blue line, but I asked Rashog this, and he kind of agreed with me, but do you think Davidson is the next defenseman the Oilers hope make the leap to the NHL?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, he's the kind of guy they could use, just a guy to steady the ship. But I still think, who is it? Is it Osterley or Davidson? Let's see how he plays tonight. I mean, it's hard to make that call. I mean, and also you got to give him another summer of getting up to NHL speed and get into training camp next year. Nikita's still floating around. I don't see a lot of room on this back end if MacT does what he says and comes back with basically the group he kind of outlined in that press conference pre-Jeff Petrie trade. So So, yeah, you know, I could see him coming up here and playing that spot if Keith Ollie isn't here. I still would hope they try to find a way to bring someone else in at the top of the lineup, you know, like a top pairing D. Very hard to do unless you want to part with all those assets. But, you know, Majot, ask me this question after tonight. Why don't you come on my show after and we'll talk about Brandon Davidson and we'll see if there's a spot, because it's pretty hard. I think there's kind of a clumping. You know, I'd almost clump him and Osterley and you know, Dylan Simpson, you know, he's a guy who's maybe a little bit of ways, but they're all kind of in that same group. You know, will they or won't they be? I don't really have a hard answer just now, but I would like to see Brandon play tonight. And this is a tough team. Dallas Stars are a tough team that they skate, they work hard. You know, their top six are very skilled and their bottom six are very hardworking. So it's kind of a nice balance of that, and it presents a challenge for this group of D against the Oilers tonight.
Jason, if you were a general manager, would you rather select, and you're starting a franchise from scratch, would you rather select Tyler Seguin or Jamie Benn?
Ooh, interesting. Boy, you're on fire today, aren't you?
Well, thanks, man.
Did you sleep last night asking all these brand new questions?
Well, I was just getting all ready for you, man. Well, actually, I was all ready for noodles. But.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. You know, I'm going to go Jamie Benn, and this is why. I think Jamie Benn, he has the good hands, and he's a big physical guy, and he's a true captain in every sense of the word. If I'm in the dressing room and Jamie Benn is my captain, I'm very excited to go and follow this guy into battle. The way he plays, the way he leads, the way he prepares, I mean, everything. He is a NHL captain from years gone by, and I would definitely want to follow that guy into battle, so I definitely would go with Jamie Benn. Who would you go with?
Probably Jamie Benn, just the same things you just said. He's the captain. He has more size than Seguin. We had Mike Hajka on in the last hour. He kind of said the same thing, that you're really seeing the captain, Jamie Benn, really shine right now.
Yeah.
So that's who I would go with. Jason, one quick look at the Toronto Maple Leafs. I have to ask you this. What'd you make of old Phil Kessel and David Booth getting into it at practice today?
Well, it's interesting because they're doing it in practice, not in games. But you know what? I honestly don't think this is a big deal at all. I think it's great. It's about time someone gets a little bit pissed off. You're losing all the time. You want to see some fights in practice. And quite honestly, when you're winning, it's all right to have some scuffles. I mean, you want to see intensity in practice. And you don't want guys hurting each other in practice, but you want to see some intensity. So I have no problems. I mean, it's Toronto media. They love blowing this stuff out right out of proportion. That's what we all do in the media. But I've got no problems with it. Phil Kessel, I'd be floored if that guy's in a Maple Leaf jersey next year. Absolutely
really?
Floored. Yeah. Yeah, I think Phil the Thrill will be out of that organization come draft time.
It's a difficult contract move, but now if you think he's gone, where do you think is a good landing spot for old Phil the Thrill?
If I was Phil Kessel and his agent, I would pick a spot that's off the grid for sure out of Canada. I try to get myself to a place where I can just go play hockey and do what I do, which is be incredibly great skater, incredibly great skills, a great shot. Like, Phil's got all the stuff, but he doesn't need to be in a place where all the attention's on him all the time. And Toronto's that place. Anywhere in Canada's that place. So head down south. You know, maybe, you know, like Nathan Horton went hit in Columbus. Maybe that's a place. Maybe, you know, who needs help scoring goals? Maybe, you know, St. Louis, they have a very strong room. I don't think they have the room cap space, but, you know, you throw Phil Kessel in that room. They've got Backus, very strong personality. They've got some very strong personalities in there. He just goes in there and does what Phil does, which is banging in 35 goals probably next year, 40 goals. So I just think it's time for Phil the Thrill to move out of Toronto. And wherever he goes, he'll do great because he's that skilled. He's one of the top elite players in the NHL.
To kind of compare him to an athlete from a different sport, I know you're not a big fan of Carmelo Anthony.
Here
but
we
like
go.
No, but no, he has go. Skill. You can't win with Carmelo Anthony as the guy, but he's a heck of a complimentary player, and I think it's the same as Phil Kessel.
100%. You know, Phil Kessel, for people who aren't familiar with him here in Edmonton, he's Alex Hemsky. He's a skilled player. He doesn't want to have to deal with the media. He doesn't want to lead your team. He just wants to go and play. And when you let him do that, when you set him up in that environment, he's successful. When you ask him to do more than that, he's not. You know, so a team who's going to trade for Phil Kessel has to have, first, a strong room, and secondly, they got to have the cap room and the assets to move for Phil Kessel, because he's on a long-term contract. But make no mistake about it, he's one of the most dangerous scorers in the NHL.
Absolutely, Jason. Jason Strudwick joins us. You'll have the post-game show as soon as the Oil Kings game wraps up, game two tonight from Brandon. We'll get you out of here on an NHL question about one of your former teams, the New York Rangers. They became the first team to clinch a playoff spot last night. Alain Vigneault has had two great seasons with the Rangers. Are they one of your favorites to come out of the Eastern Conference?
They are, but you know, the whole NHL playoff system right now is it's or the I really have a tough time picking teams. Like I right now with who I think will be in the final, but I think the Rangers, I like the way they're built. Their defense, you know, you got to have depth of D and good D. Goaltending, I think Lundqvist second to none in the NHL. And then up front, I mean, they've got fast, hardworking players, some big guys. You know, Rick Nash is back on his game. There's lots of reasons to be encouraged. And Vigneault is a very good coach. We've seen what he did with Vancouver. We've seen what he's done now with the Rangers. I mean, this guy knows what he's doing. So, yeah, I think right now, I don't want to reveal all my predictions right now because I want to give people a reason to tune in after the regular season's over. But I do think that this team is one of the favorites coming out of the East. I tell you who isn't one of my favorites, the Montreal Canadiens. I think they could be eliminated quite quickly based on what I've seen recently from that group.
Well, I asked Rashog this, and he didn't agree with it. But I think if you take Carey Price off the Canadiens, are they a playoff team?
Oh, I think they're still a playoff team.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, they've got a lot of good talent there, but I don't think they're an elite team. Carey Price is one of the best hockey players in the world right now. There's no doubt about it. But that's why I like the Rangers. I like the Rangers skaters better than I like the Canadian skaters, and I think the Lundqvist Price is a saw-off. So right there, over 7 games, you think that everyone being healthy, Canadians should lose to the Rangers if it gets to that point.
I lied. This is what we're going to get you out on, okay. Jason. One of the most popular segments I've ever created right now. It's a special edition of Rapper versus Wrestler. Do you have 30 seconds to play Rapper versus Wrestler with us? WrestleMania 31 takes place this weekend. And you didn't RSVP to my party yet, by the way.
I didn't even get an invite.
Oh, you got one. Don't.
Where is it?
It's in your mailbox.
Oh, I don't look at my mailbox.
Oh, well, there's half your problem. But we're gonna play a WrestleMania 31 edition of Rapper or Wrestler. I give you the name of a group or artist. You have to tell me if they're rapper or wrestler. Are you ready?
I am prepared.
Okay.
Yes.
Schoolboy Q, rapper or wrestler?
Oh, that's a wrestler for sure.
No, that's a rapper, buddy.
God.
You're already one down. The Bella Twins, are they a wrestling tag team or a rap group?
That's a wrestler for sure.
There you go.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Well,
yeah.
you watch Total Divas, don't you, Strady?
Yeah, they're excellent. Out of Argentina. I think they're great wrestlers.
Run the Jewels, rapper or wrestler?
Oh, that's a rapper.
There you go.
Yeah, that's too easy.
I'll get you out of here on this one. The New Day, rapper or wrestler? The New Day.
Oh, it's so dumb. It's got to be wrestling.
There you go, yeah. Strutty. 3 out of 4.
Well, I'll tell you what. Wish my best to, who is it? Kiki Van Barber, whatever his name is. Who's a Kiki Vandewey? No, who's a wrestler?
I have no idea. Kiki Vandewey.
No, there's a wrestler, Kiki.
Coco Beware?
Coco Beware,
there
yeah.
you go.
Wish him the best of luck in WrestleMania 57.
I will, absolutely. Jason, thanks for giving me a couple minutes today, man. Have a good show tonight.
All right, buddy. You're doing a great job.